Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And, give yourself a hug, maybe put a smile on your face, take a few deep breaths, put your hand on your heart. It all makes a big difference. And set your intention for today. Maybe you want to move through your day with more joy, more peace, more laughter. Set an intention, breathe into your heart, and then see what happens, and pay attention.
Yeah, well, you've heard us say you could pick a word for the day mm-hmm. and then live in it, mm-hmm. you know, be that for the day. Hey, there are events going on, and we want to mention some of our regulars. How about Vitamin Life?
Yes, Vitamin Life has an event this coming Saturday, Stress and Health. Saturday, October 19th. This is noon to 1 p.m. And this is really breaking down for you how stress works in the body, how when you are under constant stress, your nervous system is overwhelmed. It really does matter with your immune system. It really has an effect on the body. And they're going to break it all down for you and even explain how stress really was created from the very beginning and how we haven't moved above what the stressors are in modern society. So it's going to be a great talk. It's all free, but you have to sign up because space is limited and there's 10% off everything in the store afterwards.
Yeah, and all the events are in the events section at conscioustalk.net. There are plenty there. Hey, I just want to remind you of a few things that we come across on the show. That we'd like to make you aware of. You know, when we talked to Dr. Devana Vedrí, some of the listeners have formed a Facebook group, and that is facebook.com/groups/ Devana's teaching, if you want to, like, deepen into that experience. Also, there's been a lot of news about CBDs out there, and, of course, you know, we have the sponsor plus CBD oil. You can find out about them at pluscbdoil.com. But remember, they're the gold standard. They're the science company that really is putting it all together. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, you know, faith has really been challenged these days. What can you really believe in? Well, we'll talk to Krista Gibson, publisher of the New Spirit Journal. And we know she'll have to take on faith that goes beyond the religious concept you might be thinking of. Then, Brenda and Rob discuss their approach to healing on how you might move through your personal challenges. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing. They're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, you know, we have a lot of resources here in the Northwest, and in particular, the area surrounding Seattle. You know, you see lots of events. There are lots of people come here. Our spiritual community has an incredible resource that we hope you are aware of because we are. And that's Krista Gibson. She's the publisher of New Spirit Journal, and that's why we have her on here once a month. Krista, welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back. It's always a delight to be with you.
Good. Well, I hope you're feeling resourceful because I've just named you as a major resource. So there you go.
I know.
Now you have a new title to add to your resume.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I have to live up to it, too. Yes.
Yes, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Well, Krista, we know that today many, many, many people are being challenged in the faith department with everything looking or appearing like it's falling apart. Things aren't working like they used to. People are busier than ever. Time seems to be slipping away more quickly. There's a lot of symptoms out there that are really conjuring up this lack of faith that we feel is going out there. And you really wanted to address that with us today, which is a great topic to speak about.
Yeah, I do, because right now, you know, when you look out into the outer world, whether it's politics or climate change or whatever, it's really easy to say to yourself, oh, my gosh, are things going to turn out okay? You know, mm-hmm. Are we going to implode? I mean, it's really tempting to just say, well, I give up and I'm just going to go live my life the best I can and forget about it all. Well, that's not really going to be that helpful to you being healthy and happy. And I want to say right away, faith, the way I'm going to talk about it today, is not a religious concept so much as it is the power of your mind. And it's something that you use all the time. For instance, when you step out, you just stand up right now, walk across the room, you expect the floor or the ground to hold you up, right? I mean, mm-hmm. You don't stand there and go, oh my gosh, is there a hole in, you know, is the ground going to open up? You know, it might, but you don't walk around thinking that way with every step, right? You don't go, oh my gosh, you know, I'm going to sit in this chair now. Is it going to hold me or is it going to break? Well, truth is, yeah, it could break, but what are the chances of it? Not very high. And you run on automatic because you have an automatic faith that these things will happen. When you come to a red light, you know, it's red the other part, green for you, you have the faith that the other people will stop. Again, occasionally they don't, because you need to look. But you have faith in all those things. You go to the store and you buy food or you drink water. You have faith that these things are okay and they're not going to harm you. So that's the kind of faith that I'm talking about. And another word for it is the word belief. Mm-hmm. So you need to ask yourself, when we're looking at this whole faith thing, especially if you're feeling like, I don't have faith, I can't have faith, you know, this whole thing is a shambles, is really look at yourself and say, okay, what do I believe in? What are my beliefs? Do I believe in the basic goodness of people? You know, do I believe, you know, and here's where God does come in. Do I believe there's some kind of a universal energy that's in charge of all of this? Do I believe in things greater than myself? And if you're not sure what you believe in, just watch your thoughts for a few days. See how you behave. Watch your decisions. Watch how you choose to do things. And that will tell you what you believe. And once you know what you believe, then you know, what do I have faith in? Do I have faith in other people or not? You might not. Do I have faith in the system I live in? Maybe you don't, you know? But you need to identify these things, because then you're going to know, okay, where do I have faith and where do I need to develop more faith?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It seems, I mean, this is a direct line to anxiety, you know, not having faith.
That's, yes.
And so that's why you really want to address it. But there's something that I know you've talked about before, but we missed the big picture here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that can be concerning, because we don't see the big picture, but it can also be comforting. So how does that play a role?
Well, I think it's important. We all have to realize that we don't see everything, whether it's in our own lives or if it's in the big picture of the world. And there's always, always more going on than meets the eye. We have to have faith in that big picture, the picture we don't see, you know, and that can be hard because we don't see it. So
right.
It takes the faith. But it's saying to yourself, really looking at life and looking at your own life and looking at prior situations and say, did I see everything in that situation, or were things going on that I didn't know about? I don't know about you, but I have found out in my life as I've moved into different situations with different people, I go, oh my gosh, this was going on with that person and I didn't have a clue. Had I known that, my decisions and feelings would have been different. So I think we have to realize that in our big picture right now, whether again it's climate change or politics or personal relationships, you don't see everything. And the other piece of that is we also have to realize we don't see everything and things may not work out the way I think they should. And that's another piece of faith. It's like, well, what if they aren't going to work out the way I want them to? We have to be able to let go of that need to be right in order to have more faith.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, Rob said that, you know, this was anxiety causing the lack of faith. I think the big spoiler in this is worry.
Yes.
I think when we have chronic worry, when we're a chronic worrier, that is where it really tests our faith, our beliefs. We don't, even if we believe in something, we worry about it to the point where it creates the stress and anxiety in the body that can really lead to some real problems.
Absolutely. And I think when you find yourself worrying, you have to step back and go, if I'm worrying, I do not have faith that this is going to work out.
Right.
You don't. And that has to be looked for. And another thing that I tell people about when they're looking at it for worriers is stop and ask yourself, to this point in your life, have you always been cared for? And if you answer, even though things didn't always work out the way you wanted them to, you have to say, yes, I have been. Even if you're on your deathbed, you have been cared for. And if that's true, then what makes you think it's going to stop now? And that's huge. It's getting to that place of recognizing something, somebody, some energy is looking out for me. And they will continue to do that. That really helps your faith. And it really helps you not worry, because what's the point in worrying when you know it's being handled?
Right.
Yeah.
I think the main point you're making here, Krista, which is a really important point, and that is we need to stop when we're in those places of lack of faith, when we're in those worried places, when we're even verging on low-level anxiety or even more than that. We have to stop and take a breath and ask a question of ourselves. We don't ask enough questions. We don't don't explore what's going on with us. We make assumptions.
And we don't pay attention. Yeah,
right.
We don't pay attention to ourselves or what's going on. And, you know, awareness, being aware of ourselves as well as our environment is critical to having peace and to not worrying and to developing faith. One of the things I tell people, as you move through your day, whether you're walking, moving, driving, breathing, eating, be aware of all the ways that you already trust and have faith. You know, you're putting food in your mouth. You're having faith it's not going to kill you. You get in your car and you turn the ignition, you expect the car to work. And most of the time it does.
Right.
You know? And so once you can start seeing that on a regular basis and have that awareness, then you can take that trust and faith and you can go, gee, if I have trust and faith that this will work, can I apply that to the bigger issues in my world and in my life? And yes, you can.
Yeah.
Take that feeling of faith and apply it.
Yes. Yeah, well, we're going to take a quick break here. We're with Krista Gibson. We're talking today about faith, and we'll be back after these messages.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference. Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, the mother of all balms. Now, don't you feel better? For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Talk radio for the heart and soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Yeah, we got faith. And
amen.
We love that. Well, hey, we are here with Krista Gibson. You know her as the publisher of New Spirit Journal, but also you know her as a great business and spiritual resource in our community. You can find out more by going to newspiritjournal.com. Which is our favorite online journal by far. Mm-hmm. And you can also find out about Krista's work, you know, the many things she's doing by going to KristaGibson.com. And that's Krista with a K. And we have her here today. So, you know, let's have some faith that she's going to be able to put this information forward. We're talking about how to develop more faith now. You know, we know we got to have faith, Krista, but developing it is what really where we're going now. And you were talking about
bigger picture.
Yeah, really bigger picture issues and how you build this on a daily basis. I mean, Brenda and I have been talking about, you know, just how we've been on the planet long enough and we turn around and go, wow, I guess we've always been in the place we were supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that
right.
always exactly. gives me faith.
Yeah, and somebody or someone or some energy has always taken care of you and supported you and still does. And why do you think that's going to quit? It's not. Yeah, I like to tell people, you know, I think you know the story of the guy who was walking along the streets of New York and he was looking for Carnegie Hall. And he went up to this guy and he said, he was asking for directions. And he said, well, how do I get to Carnegie Hall? And the guy turned to him and he said, practice, practice, practice.
Right.
So it's like the way to get more faith is to practice. You know, it's not something that's necessarily just going to come, you know, fall down upon you from the sky and tomorrow you suddenly have all this faith. You have to put some effort in. And the more that you don't have it, the more you have to practice getting it, you know. And I was talking earlier about being aware. You know, that's one of the ways that you practice your faith is be aware as you're moving through your day of all the ways that you already have faith and then build on that. And what I like is using affirmations. And I know there's the whole thing of, you know, an affirmation is something, a lie that you tell yourself until it becomes true. I like to say an affirmation is something that's true and you say it long enough to convince yourself so you know it's true because you don't know that. But there's one from Catherine Ponder. I changed it a little bit at the end, but I really love this. And this would be very helpful, which is to say or write, I have faith that I am now in tune with the upward progressive movement of life. The mark of success is upon me and the world. What I added was, and the world. She just has you say yourself. And I like to see it on everybody, you know, success for everybody and whatever that means to them and the world. But to have faith, I have faith that I am in tune with the upward progressive movement of life. It's not something that I have to attain. I'm saying I already have it. And I love saying I'm in tune. You know, it's like, you know, seeing those strings on a violin or a guitar and knowing that they're in tune. And when you play it and hit all the strings at one time, it's going to make a beautiful sound. Mm-hmm. And that's like us when we're in tune with life, because life is upward. It is progressive, even when it looks like it isn't. I mean, you think about something as simple as how, you know, nature will sometimes burn up a forest, you know, with a lightning bolt and start a fire. And it's a natural fire. And then all this new life comes from it. So we have to remember, which I said earlier, is we don't see everything and how it works. But if we're in tune with that upward progressive movement of life, then we can relax into that. And another great one I love to use is let there be light. Mm-hmm. I love that. It's, you know, when I see darkness, when I see, you know, the darkness in Syria or the darkness of those children at the border, I say, let there be light. Mm-hmm. And I see angels there and I see, you know, unicorns and rainbows, you know, that high energy. Let there be light that those people can use this situation for their own highest good. And that those who are, you know, being mean to them and being cruel, that they will see the light. And you can do it in the middle of a conversation with somebody. If something's not quite going the way you'd like, it's just say mentally, let there be light. Just let there be light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a beauty.
That's a good one.
A great pattern breaker, I got to tell you. Well, you know, one of the old sayings that we've heard over the years is where your attention goes, your energy flows.
Right.
That's got to, you know, that can work with faith, right?
Absolutely. Watch where do you put your attention? Because wherever you put your attention, that's what you believe in. If you see what's going on in your life or the world, and all you focus on is doom and gloom, all you're focusing is on is, gee, this is scary. Gee, this isn't going to work. Gee, this is terrible. That tells you that your faith is in doom and gloom. Whereas, if you can start focusing on the positive things that are happening, which is difficult, I never say it's easy, but if you can find yourself and switch your attention, look for the good and then praise it. You know, look for the good in the situation because no matter what it is, there is something good there. And if you can start focusing on the good, that will develop your faith because that'll help you start paying attention to that, put your belief there, and then that will help you have faith that that's going to continue.
That gets to be a pattern, an old habit where you're constantly living from that place of expecting something wrong, looking for what's wrong with you, what's wrong with life, what's wrong with your partner, whatever, instead of what's right with you and the world. And that is a bad habit that people get into.
Yeah, and we particularly in the progressive spiritual conscious movement or whatever you want to call it, we're particularly bad about that. We're always trying to fix ourselves.
Yes.
We're always trying to fix something. We're always focusing on what isn't working, and I got to fix
right.
it. And
right.
you know what? Quit that. Just stop.
Mm-hmm.
Start
Absolutely.
Focusing on what is right with you. What are the mm-hmm. good things about me? What do I know? What am I doing that's right? And the other things will fall away. And the other thing is, I always like to say, because most of us keep our shoulders up and we don't even know it, and we mm-hmm. carry the weight of the world, you know, drop your physically drop your shoulders and just say, I resign as general manager of the universe. You know, I am not responsible for this planet. I am not responsible, you know, for decisions other people are making. You know,
right.
yes, I'm co-creating with everybody, but I am not the general manager. And just
right.
feel that sense of relief. My
yes.
goodness, I don't yep. have to fix all of this. Right.
right.
It's great.
and I know one area, and I we've mentioned this on the show so many times, Krista, and that area is we don't ask for help enough.
Right.
We don't talk to our higher selves, our angels, our guides. We don't get in, we don't connect with them. We don't ask for help enough. They're waiting. They're a team to support us. And all we need to do is ask and then be ready to receive, you know, the help that we're asking for.
Absolutely. And one of the things, I was raised Catholic, and there's much about Catholicism that I have rejected and that, you know, I don't believe in at all. But one of the wonderful teachings of Catholicism is that we are each assigned a guardian angel. From the mm-hmm. time of our birth, we mm-hmm. have we have many angels to help us and guides
yes.
and so on. But we have specifically assigned a guardian angel who is with us 100% of the time. And that angel will always help you, all you, and they're helping you when you don't ask. But if you
right.
ask and are open to the help, then it's even better. And
yeah.
then there's all these angels and guides that are there waiting. And like you say, all we have to do is ask. I mean, I ask them, go to the White House, go to Congress, go to Syria, go to the border, go, please, help these people. And if you ask them, they will go do it. And they'll never interfere with somebody else's free will.
Right.
But they can go and they can, you know, deliver what I call grace. They can
mm-hmm.
deliver some energy, and those who are open to that energy will get it. And
yes.
suddenly somebody who's just been in tremendous emotional pain for no apparent reason will feel uplifted, will feel a little lighter, a little better. And that's
mm-hmm.
the angels helping. And we can, you know, if they're too involved in their own pain and suffering, which would make sense that they are, we can help them. We can
right.
ask the angels to go help. Do it. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't believe in it, you know, we're talking about faith again. You have to have some faith that that's going to work. Do it anyway. You know, it's okay.
Yep.
If you don't believe in it, do it anyway. It
yeah, yeah that go. Whole idea of just doing it, this is an easy way. And that is, that brings you out of the doldrums. But, you know, there's a general philosophy. We see so many people that process everything with a no and are negative.
Mm-hmm.
But that isn't what we're sitting in.
No. And if you want to have faith, go help someone else. Help animals. Volunteer. Get involved. Take action.
That really makes
a difference in your life. Well, Krista, as always, we love having you on the show. Your advice is simple and yet powerful. We really appreciate it. Appreciate
Thank
you coming
you.
On with all your wisdom. And folks, there's a lot of great points here for you to practice. Again, it's all about practice, practice, practice.
Well, and here's something. here's my favorite thing of the note you sent us, which was, remember, this is a benevolent universe. Even when it seems it isn't, look for it and you will see it. That's from Krista Gibson to you, and we'll be right back.
Mom, can I have some fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk, the real meal deal.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with the spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, and thanks for tuning in here today with us on Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. And we really, really appreciate that you're with us, that you listen, that you take these tools that we offer and you put them to use in your life. Because you can listen and gain all the knowledge that you want in the world, but if you don't put that knowledge into action, very little changes in your life. Knowledge is great, but the only power behind it is what you do with it. And so that's a little tidbit for you to just stick in your pocket and think about.
Yeah, we have certain things that, we are definitely routine type people, that we've built over the years, because we've studied so many different approaches to health. Obviously, we're behind natural health. I can't think of the superlative for it, but that's been the basis of everything that we do. And, you know, we've always believed that your body regulates better than any doctor. There are no magic bullets, that kind of a thing. If you give your body what it needs, then it will work for you to the best of its ability, and it has an amazing ability. So that's why over the years we've had sponsors on this show that we really believe in, because we do their products. And, you know, we started with, really in the beginning, in the early 2000s, natural health was what we talked about almost all of the time. But then we realized that health and wellness is, you know, we really realized that it is a holistic thing. And that's what we had been doing, and that's what made the difference in our lives. And that's why we moved into the area of consciousness and energy, not necessarily medicine, but energy management.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that we've developed over the years is we've taken all these different methodologies that we've learned about, because we've had all these people on our show and we've done classes, etc. And Rob and I have developed our own style of healing. And, you know, we work on each other and we work on ourselves, and we have different clients that we work with. We also work with animals. Something that's come in for me in this last year and a half has been animal communication, where I'm having clearer and clearer communication with animals. And people come to us for healing work and healing work on their animals. And I know you've heard us say this on the show before, but usually what's going on with the animal, we trace it back to the human, because usually animals, because they are unconditional in their love and they don't have the power to make choices, they don't have the reasoning minds that we do, they're here in service to humanity. They take on a lot from their owners, and the symptoms will show up in them, and we can trace those symptoms back to the owners, and we work on both levels with the animal and the owner, and it really is a beautiful process that develops. But you don't have to have an animal to come and see us, because we work on people too.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that, you know, you've heard us talk about mirroring in relationships. That really is the great value to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you learn about yourself, because what people are presenting to you, or what your animal is presenting to you, is something that exists within you. And when you realize that, then relationships work a lot better. The beauty of working with animals, which has become our much more recent passion, is that they're pure in that mirroring, because they don't have the mind that mucks it all up with beliefs and attitudes that really have nothing to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do as people. Most of our reality is what we've learned from other people. It's been handed down. It's our subconscious running a lot of things. It's difficult to make that excavation to find out who you really are underneath, but it is so worth it.
Oh, it really is. And when you learn about yourself at those deeper levels, when you get connected to your guides, to your soul, to your higher self, however you want to say it, and begin to allow the wounds of the past to be healed, so that you can be more present, moment centered, and you can take your life in a direction that you really want to go. And again, we go in a direction that we feel is the highest and best for ourselves, and then we surrender over those attachments to how it looks. And the same is in healing. Healing is not about fixing anything. And I think there's a confusion about that we have to be fixed. We're not looking to be fixed. We're looking to solve a core issue that results in healing. That's what we're really going after, the core issues, whether they're emotional, spiritual, physical, or mental. And that's a big part of the work that we do. And we're going to continue with this conversation and delve into that a little deeper for all of you when we come back after these messages.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Breathe deep, smile, and pay it forward. Conscious Talk Radio.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer's shelf today.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, today Brenda and I are taking some time to share a little bit about what we're doing, and which may be new to a lot of you. We've been quietly working with clients over the years, but because we've been so busy, not so many. But we've been making some space, and we're opening up and taking on a few more clients. And, you know, as Brenda mentioned, our new passion has been working with people and their animals, because that's come up where we live. And, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, it's interesting how life paths can open up for you. It's kind of what we were talking about with Krista Gibson. Have faith that you are where you're supposed to be, and you kind of field what the universe passes by you, and decide what, you know, what works, what gives you joy, and where you can place your passion. Ours is really in healing. You know, we've always wanted to give people back to themselves. That's why we started Conscious Talk, so we could put this kind of information out there, have these discussions, create resources with you. But now we would like, you know, we know that people personally would like to get some coaching on how to and consult on how to do this for themselves and improve their lives and their level of wellness.
Yeah, we are the, you know, we're the type of healers that, yes, we move energy. Yes, things in the body shift and change and symptoms disappear. We do all that kind of work, but we also, in our healing work, we're doing our coaching work alongside of you. In other words, we're helping you to shift your consciousness, to raise your frequency, to raise your awareness, so that you, when you go back out into your daily life, you don't recreate the same problems or a mirror image of them in some other way. That's the problem with just looking at symptoms. And as we talk about curing disease, but 99% of the time, the medical model, which is in service in great ways when we have infections or car accidents or those kind of things, the medical model is great for that. But in disease work, It falls down because they're not getting underneath the core issues that are driving and supporting the disease state. And we work with that. We help you get to the actual bottom issues of what is really creating the stress in your life that is literally creating symptoms in the body that, is giving you problems, so that you can actually heal at that level, learn how to do that on your own, so when another situation arises, you have the capability to do the work yourself. This is a time, folks, when we have to start taking responsibility for our own lives and how well our lives are working or not working, and help each other to learn how to get on our right path and to be right within ourselves, so that we can contribute to society and to ourselves, and not be a drain on ourselves and others and society. We're all raising our frequency now. The world is shifting. We're in this big shift in consciousness. We're all up leveling. Some people, though, are struggling and they're staying stuck in certain areas. And that's going to create problems, and physical problems will show up as a result of that eventually. So we help with all of that progress,
yeah,
so that we can help you get on your path.
Yeah, and you realize when you pay attention that when you are being you, that's when you feel your best, whatever that is. So, you've heard us say that you can't solve a problem at the level of consciousness that created it. And that's really behind much of the stuckness with many people. And so one of the things that I've been studying and I've been doing and helped create over the years is something called parapsychological attunement. And it came with the realization that, here in the spiritual community, we've been talking about things like chakras for thousands of years. And yes, it is a part of our energy system and our physical systems. But, it's funny how we take on this attitude of everything is evolving around us, but no. We're only going to go and treat ourselves, work with the same old seven chakras that we've always worked with that, when you think about it, they're too slow. There has to be an upgrade, and there is an upgrade. There are, those systems are there just like your heart will always be there. But how you deal with the energies and the information you get, the new information is not coming in through all of the old organs, be they energetic or purely physical. So there is a new system, and there is some new education and new information that's a little faster. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that we deal with. It's how I do my healing work, and I can do distance work that way. Mm-hmm. But also it is an educational system for you to learn how to work with your energies and speed them up, because our world is speeding up.
Yes, and probably the main thing that we do in our healing work is we teach you about your energy and make you energy aware. It's all energy, folks. Thoughts are energy. It's all energy. And when you learn how to work with your energy, when you become aware of other people's energies, when you know how to interact properly with your energy, then you're going to maintain a level of health and joy and happiness that you may not have even realized before.
Yeah.
We are energy, and it's really energy medicine is what's happening now on the planet. While some people are still not quite aware of it, we really do help you with that and teach you that, and do demonstrations with you to help you move energy. And when you move a symptom or an energy that is creating a symptom, the symptom disappears.
Yeah. Well, as I mentioned before, give your body what it needs, excuse me, and it does the work. Well, what we teach you is how to discern whether the energy of certain supplements and things like that in your foods are working for you. You know, we want to teach you a new way of living and becoming aware and proficient in that new way where you are maintaining your highest potential of energy at all times. So that's why we bring you on our show sponsors with the highest energy supplements that we know of, and we're always concerned with how that works in your individual system. So we teach you how to test, how many to take, for how long, that kind of thing, how to know whether they're working. This is all important. This is you becoming aware of your environment, everything that goes into your body, and how you respond to this universe.
It's all really just part of it. It's a as we're explaining it, it may sound like a lot, but really, you, when you sit with us, when you come and sit with us, or wherever you are, you could be in another part of the world. We do Skype, we do over the phone work. You know, we do people that are in an area. If they're here, they come in person. But once you sit down and we start to work with you, it all starts to unfold really naturally. And you start to get little, ahas here and there. And you begin to understand how to piece things together, how to put it together, and how to maintain that. And that's a big part of the healing work we do.
Right. Well, so if you want to work with us, here's what you can do. You can call us at 360-385-1909, and we'll get that up on our Facebook page. We want to have a conversation to see if we can work together, you know, and how willing you are to make those changes you've been talking about for all of this time.
And you can also email us info@conscioustalk.net. We do 20-minute consults. They're free. Consults are free. So we do a 20-minute with you to see how well we work together. And we look forward to it because we love being in service this way. So thanks for joining us here today, folks. Have a beautiful day. And we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Click your heels together three times. Now you know you're not in Kansas anymore. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jaro Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.